Good afternoon. Snow began from west to east through the morning across interior New York and New England as Jetstream Energy dives through the upper Midwest and into the Great Lakes. At the same time, a secondary low-pressure center is forming along the Mason-Dixon line, heading toward the New Jersey coast. Once this storm hits the coast, it'll be infused by a strong temperature gradient, as well as the incoming jet stream energy, which will make it intensify rapidly into the evening hours as it moves south and east of Long Island. On this track, snow will continue across the region this afternoon and become heavy at times through the evening. A stream of relatively milder air will make it as far north as I-84 in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and from here south, there'll be a mix of snow and sleet for a time, and even a chance of rain mixing in farther south in the Hudson Valley and southern New England as temperatures climb into the lower 30s. As the storm intensifies overnight and tracks east of Cape Cod, colder air will sweep in and change these locations back to all snow before it begins to taper off around midnight. So for the southern Catskills, lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, we can expect 3 to 6 inches of snow and sleet into the night tonight. For the northern Catskills and I-88 corridor, the Mohawk Valley, and greater Capital District, the heaviest snow will wind down by midnight with lighter snow overnight for a total of 6 to 10 inches. There will also be 6 to 10 inches in the central and northern Adirondacks and northern Vermont, with these locations a little farther away from the storm track. In the southern Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, central and southern Vermont, and all of Massachusetts and northern Connecticut, 8 to 14 inches of snow is likely. These locations will have the best chance for accumulating snow to linger into the early morning hours on Monday. For everyone, the wind will increase dramatically with the rapidly deepening storm. At times, the wind can gust over 40 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain starting tonight. This will cause considerable blowing and drifting of the snow with very low visibility, even after the accumulating snow tapers off after sunrise tomorrow. So with the departing storm, we can expect snow to end early in New York on Monday with just snow showers, and another 1 to 3 inches of snow in New England as it persists into the early afternoon. It'll be very windy throughout the day with blowing and drifting snow region-wide with highs in the lower 30s. High pressure will build in for Tuesday, and things will quiet down dramatically with partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 30s. But another system will dive in through the Great Lakes. Right now, it does not look like any phasing along the coast, so we'll go with the chance of light snow Tuesday night into Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s Wednesday afternoon. Behind this system, mostly cloudy and blustery with a northwest breeze and snow showers on Thursday in the mid to upper 20s, then a mix of sun and clouds on Friday and Saturday with high pressure back in control and highs in the lower to mid 30s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain, lower 30s. Boston becoming windy with snow, heavy at times, 3 to 5 inches by sunset, more overnight tonight, with highs in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, rain, freezing rain, and sleet, with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high 55 set in 1932, and the record low 16 below zero in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:56 a.m., sunset this evening 5:23 p.m., 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow, heavy at times today, with highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Windy with more snow tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow, heavy at times today, possibly mixed with sleet and freezing rain for a time, especially closer to the coast, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Windy with snow tapering off tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow, heavy at times today, and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Windy with more snow tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow, heavy at times today with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Windy with more snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow, heavy at times today, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Windy with more snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, windy with snow showers and blowing snow in the lower 30s. Partly sunny Tuesday, lower 30s. A chance of snow Tuesday night and Wednesday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and blustery on Thursday with snow showers in the mid to upper 20s and a mix of sun and clouds both Friday and Saturday with highs in the lower to mid 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.